When Jesus had crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell to his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him.
While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went into where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately, the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat.
Well, that's one of my favourite stories
in the New Testament, the story that we've just read. I want to tell you the story again, because there's boys and girls here this morning, and I want to tell you what it means. Then we're going to sing another song, and then I'm just going to have a little bit more. Okay, so it's a story about a man called Jairus. Jairus was a synagogue ruler. That means he was quite an important man. He would have been quite rich and quite important, very respected. And he had a little daughter, a little girl, who was 12 years old. Is anybody here who's 12 years old? Anybody who's 12 years old? Same age as John Henry. Perhaps just a little bit smaller than John Henry. But the same age as John Henry. 12 years old. And Jairus' daughter, who was 12 years old, she became very, very poorly. She became so poorly that she stopped eating. And she got thinner and thinner and thinner, and sicker and sicker and sicker. And she was so poorly that the doctor said, "I'm sorry, but we can't do anything more about her. There's nothing more that I can do." And Jairus and Mrs. Jairus, his wife, they were really, really upset. Imagine having a 12-year-old daughter who was as poorly as that. And they didn't know what to do. And Jairus heard that Jesus was in Capernaum. And he knew that Jesus healed people. So Jairus went to Jesus. And Jesus was surrounded by a crowd of people, a huge crowd of people. I don't know about you, but if I see a crowd of people, I don't go to the front. I tend to stand at the back and hope that nobody will notice me. But if you've got a 12-year-old daughter who's dying, almost dead, you're desperate. And Jairus didn't worry about the crowd at all. And he pushed his way through the crowd right to the front where Jesus was. And Mark tells us that he fell on his knees at Jesus' feet. He fell at Jesus' feet. And he said to Jesus, "My little girl is dying. She's dying. Could you please, please come and put your hands on her and she will live?" And Jesus said, "I'll come." And so they began to walk to Jairus' house. And the crowd followed. And I don't know whether you've ever tried to hurry in a crowd. I remember once trying to hurry in a crowd. It was in Vancouver in Canada. And they have an annual fireworks display in Vancouver in Canada.
It's on a huge barge in the sea, in the Pacific Ocean. And they have a competition. The Chinese won that year. And all these fireworks were being set off on this barge in the ocean. And after it was all over, we were all sitting on the beach. Thousands and thousands of people sitting on the beach watching these fireworks. It was lovely. It wasn't lovely afterwards when we tried to get home, because there were crowds and crowds of people all going in the same direction. Well, they weren't all going in the same direction, actually. That was the problem. We thought we were going to die in that crowd. There were so many people. And Jairus, he went to the front of the crowd, and he said to Jesus, "Jesus, please come. My little daughter is dying." Jesus came. Jesus went with him. And the crowd went as well, which meant that they couldn't walk quickly. Have you ever tried to walk quickly in a crowd? You can't. You want to move quickly, and you can't move quickly because of the crowd. And Jairus was wanting Jesus to get to his daughter because she was dying. She was actually dying. And Jairus thought, I wish he'd hurry up. I wish he'd go more quickly. I wish all these other people would go away so that he can come and heal my daughter. As he was on the way, he met another lady who was poorly, and he made her better, and he stopped to talk to her. She'd been ill for 12 years. 12 years. So another day or two wouldn't have made much difference to her, but Jairus' 12-year-old daughter was actually dying. And here was Jesus talking to this woman who'd been ill for 12 years and he'd just healed her, and he just didn't seem to realize how urgent it was. And Jairus wished that Jesus would hurry up. But he finished talking to the lady, and as he was finishing talking to the lady, some men came from Jairus' house, and they were looking just a little bit worried. And one man was sort of saying to the other man, "Will you tell him?" And another one was saying, "Well, you tell him." And another man said, "Well, okay, I'll tell him then." And they went up to Jairus, and they said, "Jairus, it's bad news. It's bad news. Your daughter has died. You'd better come quickly, because the relatives are gathering for the funeral." Funerals take place almost straight away in that part of the world. "The relatives are gathering for the funeral. You'd better come, but there's no point in bothering Jesus anymore. She's dead." And Jairus' heart sank. His heart sank from about there to about there. Right into his tummy. His heart sank. And he went white. And he felt terrible. He felt sick. His little 12-year-old daughter had died. It was too late. If only Jesus had hurried up, this wouldn't have happened. And then he heard Jesus saying to him, "Jairus, don't be afraid. Just believe. Just trust me. Just keep on trusting me, Jairus." And then Jesus told the crowd not to go any further. And just he and Peter and James and John went to Jairus' house with Jairus. And when they got to Jairus' house, all the relatives were there. Brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, cousins, granddads, grandmas, and friends, and neighbours. They'd all gathered, and the noise was terrible. Now, in this country, if somebody dies, everybody goes really, really quiet, don't they? Even if they cry quietly. They don't make a fuss. Not in England. We don't like making a fuss. We don't like showing our emotions. Even at funerals, we cry quietly in England. And everything is very, very quiet. But you've probably seen funerals from the Middle East on television. They're still the same today. When people die in the Middle East, they make as much noise as possible. Well, not the people who have died. They don't make as much noise as possible. But the relatives make as much noise as possible if somebody dies. They don't just cry. They wail. And they beat their chests like... Sorry, the microphone. They beat the chests like this. And they wail. They don't mind showing their emotions. They don't mind people knowing how sad they are. And when they got to Jairus' house, everybody was wailing like this. The noise was terrible. And Jesus went into the house and he said, What's all the noise about? She's not dead. She's just asleep. And they began to laugh at him. And they weren't, it wasn't happy laughter. It was angry laughter. And it's not really good manners to go to a funeral, is it? When people are crying and say, what are you crying for? He's not dead. He's asleep. Well, she's not dead. She's asleep. Not very good manners, is it, really? And that's what Jesus had done. And they laughed at him. And Jesus, he made all those people leave the house. And he took Jairus and Mrs. Jairus and Peter and James and John into the room where the little girl was lying dead on her bed. And he said to her, little girl, get up. Actually, what he actually said was, Talitha, kum. Talitha means little girl. It means something like girly. I read an American version of this, and the American version said, honey. It's a diminutive. It's the sort of word that a mum and dad would have used when they were waking her up in the morning. You probably do this, do you, Sue, with your children in the morning? You go into the bedroom and you say, wake up, little girl. And sometimes you have to say it more than once, don't you? Sometimes you have to shout it from downstairs, wake up! And Jesus went and took the little girl by the hand and said to her, little girl, Talitha, kumi, get up, it's time to get up. And her eyes opened, and the strength came back into her body, and she sat up, and she seemed perfectly all right. And she got out of bed, and she started to walk around, and her parents were absolutely flabbergasted. And they had to be reminded by Jesus to give her something to eat because she hadn't eaten anything for ages. She hadn't eaten anything for a long time before she died because she'd been poorly. And if you're poorly, you don't eat very much, do you? And she hadn't eaten anything, so she was hungry. Jesus had to remind her mum and dad to give her something to eat. And they did. And they were very, very happy. What does that story mean? It means this. It means three things. First of all, it means that Jesus is stronger than death. Jesus is stronger than death. Death is a horrible thing. Death is something that we don't like. We don't like to think about it. We don't like to think about it on a nice, pleasant Sunday morning like this. Death is a horrible thing. But Jesus is stronger than death. When human beings and death meet, death always wins. Human beings always lose. But when Jesus and death met, Jesus won and death lost. And Jesus raised other people from the dead, not just Jairus' daughter, but his friend Lazarus. And somebody in the village of Nain, the only son of a widow in the village of Nain, he raised other people from the dead that we don't know the names of. Jesus is the death crusher. We've just been singing about that in one of our songs. Jesus is the death crusher. Jesus is stronger than death. Death seems very, very strong. Death seems all powerful, but it's not as powerful as it looks. It's not as strong as it looks. It's not as powerful as Jesus. Jesus is stronger than death. So that's the first thing that story teaches us. And the second thing that the story teaches us is that we've got to trust Jesus. We've got to trust Jesus even when life is very, very, very difficult. Even when we just don't understand what's happening. Jairus went to Jesus because he trusted that Jesus could make his little daughter better. That's why he went to Jesus. That's why he fell at Jesus' feet in front of that crowd. He didn't mind what they thought. He trusted Jesus. Jairus trusted Jesus. He didn't know that Jesus could raise his daughter from the dead, but he believed that Jesus could heal his little girl. And then she died. And Jairus had to keep on trusting Jesus even after his 12-year-old daughter had died. Can you remember what Jesus said? Don't be afraid, Jairus. Just keep on trusting me. Even if your little 12-year-old daughter dies, and that's probably the hardest thing in life that anybody could be asked to cope with. Even if your little 12-year-old daughter dies, Jesus says, just believe. Keep trusting me. Don't be afraid. Keep trusting me. And even if Jesus seems to delay, keep trusting me, Jesus said. Trust me to the end. And even if other people laugh at you, remember the people at the house? They all laughed at Jairus and at Jesus when Jesus said, she's not dead, she's asleep. Even if other people laugh at you, and some of those people would have been Jairus' friends and neighbors and relatives, even when they were laughing, Jairus had to keep trusting Jesus. Keep trusting Jesus. That's what this story tells us. And it tells us that if we keep trusting Jesus, we won't be disappointed. Nobody who keeps trusting in Jesus will ever be disappointed. And the third thing that this story tells us is that if we die trusting in Jesus, Jesus will wake us up. If we die trusting in Jesus, Jesus will wake us up. That's lovely, isn't it, to think about that? So if you die trusting Jesus, death isn't something to be afraid of. It's just like going to sleep and being woken up by Jesus. What a wonderful thing to hear Jesus say to us, wake up. And one day, everybody is going to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ and wake up, the Bible says. The day is coming, says Jesus, when those who are in their graves will hear my voice and come out. What a tremendous thing when Jesus wakes all the dead up, just like he woke Jairus up on that day 2,000 years ago. We're going to sing another song now, and then I'm just going to finish off with another 3 or 4 minutes. What a mighty, mighty Saviour Jesus is. He's mightier than death. He's stronger than death. And we've just seen in the story of Jairus' daughter how he's stronger than death. But I've got some news for you this morning. Incredible news. This Saviour, who is mightier than death, stronger than death, actually died. He was put to death, actually. He was put to death by wicked people. They put this mighty Saviour to death on a cross. And when Jesus was here on earth talking to his disciples, he was always telling them that this was going to happen. I'm going to go to Jerusalem and they're going to put me to death, he said. He would raise other people from death, like Jairus' daughter, but he went to Jerusalem to be put to death. Jesus, the mighty Saviour, was put to death. But that was on the Friday afternoon. And he was in the grave all Friday night and all day Saturday and all Saturday night. And on the third day, early on the Sunday morning, the stone was rolled away. And this mighty Saviour came out of the grave alive. And I've got some very, very important, news for you this morning. When Jesus came out of the grave alive, he came out never to die again. He raised Jairus back to life, Jairus' daughter back to life, but poor old Jairus' daughter had to die again. Imagine this. Having to die twice. Lazarus. He had to die again. And all the people that Jesus raised back to life again when he was here on earth, they had to die again. When Jesus was put to death and put in the grave, and when he rose again, He rose again, never to die again. He has defeated death. He has conquered death. He is the death crusher. Why did he die? I'll tell you why he died. The Bible says the wages of sin, what sin deserves, is death. Death without God. Terrible thing, to die without God. And Jesus died crying, my God, why have you forsaken me? He died without God on the cross. And he did that for us. He took the wages of sin. He took our sin upon himself. And he died for us on the cross willingly because he loved us so much. He said, I don't want them to die. I'll die for them. And so he took our death upon himself. And he was put in the tomb dead. But on the third day, God raised him from the dead, never to die again. And there's a verse in the last book of the Bible where Jesus says this, I am he who lives and who was dead, and I am alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of death and the grave. Jesus has conquered death. And that means that if we die trusting Jesus, we won't just be brought back to this life to die again. One day, we'll be in a new heaven and a new earth where death will be no more. There will be no more death. And that means there'll be no sorrow, there'll be no crying, there'll be no pain, there'll be no getting older, there'll be no aging, there'll be no bereavement. What a happy creation that's going to be. A new creation with no death. And we know that it's going to happen. It really is going to happen. We know it's going to happen because it's already started to happen. Jesus has been raised from the dead, never to die again. That's how we know that this new creation, where there's going to be no death at all, we know that it's coming. And if we trust Jesus with our sins and trust Jesus with our death, one day we will be part of that wonderful new creation where death will be no more. And that's why Easter Sunday is such a happy, happy Sunday. Let's pray. Father, we pray that we'll go away from here trusting in Jesus. Thank you for his words to Jairus. Don't be afraid. Just trust me. Help us to keep on trusting Jesus, even if death strikes. Help us to keep on trusting Jesus, even if he seems to delay. Help us to keep on trusting Jesus, even if other people laugh. We know that if we trust him, we will never be disappointed. Thank you that the death crusher was crushed himself by death under the weight of our sin. But thank you that the stone has rolled away, a new day has dawned, a new creation is dawning in which there will be no sin and no death. Help us to look forward to that creation and to make sure that we're going to be part of it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.